Next application is case number 11409, the application of Boyd W. and Betty J. Harmon. The site is located northeast of Road 310A, Warwick Road, 1/2 mile southeast of Route 24, being John J. Williams Highway. The 911 address is 28307 Warwick Road, Millsboro, Delaware. The tax map ID is District 234, Map 33, Parcel 51, and requesting a variance from the front yard setback requirement. To be more specific, they're requesting a 5.6-foot variance from the required 40-foot front yard setback. I did not receive any letters of support, no letters of opposition, and we received no mail return.
Right. Thank you, Mr. Knight.
All right. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Teresa Harmon, 28307 Warwick Road, Millsboro, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
My name is Brad Whaley, and I'm the director of Sussex County Community Development. You need my home address?
Whatever address you want to
use. It's 16260 Pepper Box Road in Laurel, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
My name is Brad Whaley, and I'm the director of Sussex County Community Development. Our office assisted the Harmons with the construction of an addition onto an existing house. We work with the Delaware State Housing Authority, and we use the Housing Rehabilitation Loan Program to assist them with this addition. They have an older Sussex County style house, basically two rooms downstairs, stairway in the middle, and then two rooms upstairs. The uniqueness of this property is the situation where the home was built long before the zoning rules came into effect. And the Department of Transportation also changed the required easements due to the existing layout of the house. And I did work with Mr. Harmon and the lot. It was not possible to develop a suitable place to add the addition in another location. The variance is necessary to allow reasonable use of the property for Mr. and Mrs. Harmon. And the issue was not created by the Harmons. It was our department actually went out and told the contractor where to build this addition. The requested variance will not alter the neighborhood. It's basically a single family homes along that road, and it will not impair the use or development of adjacent properties. The variance will not have an adverse effect to the public welfare. It's basically just an addition for Mr. and Mrs. Harmon, and the request is a minimum that will afford relief for the homeowners. And it's the least modification possible of the regulations at hand.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start with you, Mr. Hudson.
So, Mr. Whaley, did the contractor pick up the permit, or did
yes,
your
contractor bought contractor. Picked up the permit. Okay. I have
and,
a copy.
And the addition, was it on the front of the house?
It was on the side of the house. Yes.
Okay. And that's what reflects the need for the variance?
Yes. We built it at the same level that the existing house was. We just came off about 14 feet. Yes. And we didn't realize at the time that the existing house was too close to the road. Okay.
So the addition does not protrude into the front yard
no.
any more than the original house?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Rickards?
So the permit told you that it had to be when your contractor you hired?
We supply the funding. They mm-hmm. We gave them contractors.
You had a permit, right?
We had a permit.
For the addition?
Yes.
Which told you what the setback should be?
We did, yes.
Uh-huh. And when did you discover this? Maybe you told
me. Well, after it was built, I got a...
You got a violation, I believe.
I got a violation notice, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I believe.
Because you needed a certificate of compliance, and the inspector came out and found out that you were 5.6 tenths of a foot short.
Short, yes.
No other questions, Mr.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
No question.
And Mr. Mills?
Did the contractor question the setback and?
Not at the time, no.
Versus the permit.
We didn't, nobody realized that it was too close.
Okay. Who was the contractor?
Woods General Construction, Bill Wood, William Wood.
Wood. And has he been made aware of the violation since?
Yes.
What was his response to it?
He like myself, he thought we were within. He had no reason to assume that we weren't within the allowable setback. It really looks like you are when you look at the house.
Okay. No other questions.
So you're saying he had no idea, like you, that it was in violation until the inspector came out?
No.
Okay.
Okay, you got questions? Mr. Lane?
Just observation, the surveyor shows, because the title to the property and the old deed goes to the edge of the road. It's 51 point feet to the center of the house. The surveyor also picked up Deldot's easement, which crosses that property to be, that's where you get the 34.4. It's an easement across the property. The actual ownership goes to the center of the road.
Okay.
What they're requesting is the 34.4 setback to the corner, closest corner. It's actually from the easement line to Delta.
Okay.
Delta doesn't own the road. They have an easement to the edge of the road.
Okay.
I think that's where it got mixed up.
Okay.
Oh, I see. If you went to the title of the property, it would actually be the edge of the road. You wouldn't have an issue.
That's right. Yeah.
But it would be 50, almost 50 feet. Right. But because of Delta's easement, we go to their easement as a setback. So that's where the mistake was made. The original house was built to the road, maybe before Deldot. probably was a county road at that time, not a state road.
Right.
Oh, that answered that question. That was my next question, Mr. Blanks.
Thank you.
I just picked up sitting here on that one.
Okay. All right. Well, then hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant certainly has addressed the standards for granting a variance. I would make a motion. We approve case number 11409. For the following reasons, the uniqueness of the property is certainly has been discussed here also, that where the measurement was being made, and I think that's in the record. I might go over that again. And a variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The unnecessary hardship has not been created by the applicant due to the different setback questions that were in effect at that time, and the variance will not alter central character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance is the minimum that can afford relief, and the request is a variance that represents the least modification possible of the regulation.
Okay. That was second to that motion?
I'll second that, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11409. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons that have been stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
And Mr. Worker?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason that have been stated. So by a vote, 5-0, case number 11409 is approved.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Very much.